button ears, back for another one, and I've had a small amount of weed. Hopefully this will go all right. I'm smoking from my current favorite vape, which is 1 or 2% THC, but still manages to provide just enough THC to make me goofy. This is a Nuvada, and this was an apricot-flavored one, and I don't have the exact name of it, and they don't seem to have it anymore, so that's a whole other thing. Today I'm recording, and EJ's decided that I'm sitting down, so she's going to sit on my lap no matter what. Hello, EJ. Are you excited? Are you excited for slab pie? We're making peach slab pie today, because I have a fuck ton of peaches still in my freezer. Although, sad news is that leaf curl got one of my peach trees this year, so I'm gonna have almost no peaches off of it, which is a real bummer. But I do still have 2 to 3 bags of peaches in the freezer. So as a result, I decided to scrap whatever I'd planned earlier and said, I'm gonna make slab peach pie because I've got a fuck ton of peaches and I need to get them out of my freezer. I don't really have anything to talk about today. We'll just kind of cruise through the recipe and talk about it a little bit. I didn't pick out a topic because really, what can I tell you about pie that we haven't already covered with the backhoe? So let's just dive right into this shit. Apparently this also makes me swear a lot, so I'm pretty focused, amazingly. I did also have a cup of Earl Grey tea just a moment ago, so I am caffeinated and high. It's gonna be awesome. Today, we're making bourbon peach slab pie from Buyer Eats and Drinks. Actually, it's called Buyer Beware Net. I am, of course, making what adjustments to the recipe because, number one, I thought I had bourbon. I do not. So I ended up having to use sherry instead. That was just what I picked out of the things I have available. Could have also put blackberry moonshine in there. I could have put some other fruit-flavored thing that I've got. I've got a couple different things. Anyway, so we're using sherry instead of bourbon. I did add vinegar to the crust because we all know how much I like that now as a thing. The brown sugar and all the sugar in this recipe is granulated caramel. So yeah, hold on to your butts. Including the dough? The dough doesn't have any sugar in it, so no granulated caramel in the dough, but as we've had trouble with that before, that's fine with me. Special equipment. This recipe does call for a jelly roll pan. I do not have one of those. So I am using another pan. They specified dimensions 10 by 15. I have a deeper pan that fits that description. We're using that instead. Because a jelly roll pan is a much shorter pan, the edges, the crimping, probably not going to be as nice as it could be. So I've already made my dough. I've already made my filling. Really, I'm just rolling this out and then I will make the glaze and then wait for the pie to bake. Then we will taste it together. This dough is actually made in the fucking word I'm looking for, the zhuzhi machine, as I usually call it, the food processor. Sometimes that bites me in the ass because I get a little too excited about thinking I can just process away and then I end up working my gluten too much. When I tasted the dough before, which of course you're not supposed to do because flour is a raw product, but I do anyway because that's how I've lived my life. That's me living my life on the edge. I'm worried about overmixing because of doing it in the food processor and forgetting to add the egg yolk, so try to mix that in as gently as possible. So let's go through the steps for the dough. In a food processor, mix together flour and salt, so give them a little bzz, bzz. Then you are going to add the frozen butter and pulsing 5 to 6 times. I already know I blew that out of the water because I was trying to make the dough into smaller pieces. When the butter and flour form pebbles, so fuck this fucking instruction of 5 to 6 times. What if it takes longer than 5 to 6 times? And what size are these pebbles? I'm angry at this recipe. Here, I've not read the full recipe. Why would I read the whole recipe before I do this? It says, when the butter and flour form pebbles, dump the dough out on a dough mat. I assume this means a silpat. Add the egg yolk and ice cold water 1 tablespoon at a time. didn't pay any attention to any of that. Form the dough into a ball, because I ended up having to add a bunch more water because it would not hold together. Keep adding water to get the dough just to come together. So I hate this recipe already. It's probably a good thing I hadn't read it. I would have been pissed already before I got into this. This is what I did. I put the flour and the salt into the food processor, and I added the butter right away, which was probably a mistake. Zoop that up for as many times as I felt it needed to get the right consistency, which was probably more like at least 10 or 12. Then I added the water. I made a mixture of water and vinegar. And this is where I skipped over the egg yolk. I was doing at least 2 tablespoons at a time. I definitely surpassed what it was supposed to be and kept having to open up. And what you do is you kind of smash it in your hand, trying to see, you know, is this gonna hold together? And I had to do that to like 3 times before I could really get it to form a cohesive ball. And even then I was like on the dry side. And I folded all that up, got it ready and put it in the fridge. And then turned around and saw the egg yolk. So then I get the dough back out of the fridge, kind of crumble it up a little bit, drizzle the egg over, try and fold it together very gently, bring it back into a ball, wrap it back in the paper, put it in the fridge. This does specify the dough should not be sticky. This is right. He's got to be like, you got to walk that fine line of sticky but not pliable, or pliable but not sticky. And it is a fine, fine line. The thing is, though, and you could get into a lot of different discussions about what happens when you add too much flour when you're rolling it out, because it is something you want to avoid. Err towards wetter. It's easier to fix by rolling it out with extra flour versus going too dry, because the shit will not hold together. And trust me, because we're making slab pie, it needs to stick together. So we'll see how this all goes. After we've got our dough wrapped in, well, it says plastic wrap. I'm trying not to use plastic wrap as much anymore. So I did wrap it in just paper, hoping that'll be fine. We'll find out together. It's been in the fridge for a few hours. We've made our filling, which is just the following ingredients. So it says 6 cups of peaches peeled and sliced. This is between 8 to 12 peaches, depending on size. 1/3 cup cornstarch, 1/3 cup vanilla sugar, 1/2 cup sugar, regular sugar, 2 tablespoons of bourbon, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 1/4 cup of, bless you, cream. Now the cream actually is brushed on top, so it's like more like they should have made that an addendum to this and said, for brushing the dough, which is how I'll write the recipe when I do it. Did use the cornstarch. Instead of vanilla sugar, I used granulated caramel and some vanilla powder, which means I ended up with 1/2 cup and 1/3 cup of sugar in there. So whatever that comes out to. I guess it should have just been 3/4 cup of sugar. A sherry instead of bourbon. I didn't measure it, so who knows? Let's be surprised. I've forgotten to put the cinnamon in, but I am going to do that. I added just a hit of lemon juice as well for acidity, because we know how important that is, and I'm not really seeing that coming in anywhere else in this recipe. 1/4 teaspoon of salt and 2 tablespoons of butter. They're putting butter on the top of the filling, guys. I love this idea. I'm not sure what that does, so we will find out. Then we are going to finish this up. So all you do for the pie filling is mix that shit together. Done. So we have that done. The last element of this that we are going to have to make is a brown sugar glaze. This is 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of cream, 2 tablespoons of room temperature softened butter, and 1/2 cup of cream cheese. And I have that all sitting aside, ready to go. I'm just gonna whip it up. I think, I actually don't even know how you're supposed to make it. Let's look. Mix the softened butter, cream cheese, and brown sugar together. So I could whip it, or I can just mix it by hand. Easy enough. To assemble our pie, so we're gonna get our dough out, split it in half, roll the dough out into a rectangle that is 12 by 17 inches. My brother was making fun of my sister-in-law at one point, saying that my sister-in-law had measuring tape in the kitchen and that she considered that essential kitchen equipment. It's actually not a bad idea because, frankly, I'm really terrible at estimating measurements. Really, really bad at it. I should never estimate, although that's kind of a good general rule for most people. Then you want to put a piece of parchment in the bottom of the 10 by 15 jelly roll pan. You know what I might do? Because this feels incredibly clever of me. I feel like a 12 by 17 rectangle of pastry is going to be a little bit hard to move. So what I'm going to do is take the piece of paper that I've got ready for my pan, lay it out, roll my shit out on that paper, real crinkly, but actually should be really effective, put that into the pan. I don't see a way that could be a bad idea yet. So we'll do that and see how that goes. Lay the crust in the pan, dump the filling on the crust, dot with butter across the top of the pie filling, roll out the second half of the pie crust, crimp the edges, brush with cream, brush cream onto the top, and sprinkle with a tablespoon of vanilla sugar. Well, good, I will make, so I need to do that with regular, either that. I might do it with, I've got some sugar in the raw, so those nice, actually, you know what? I think I have some pearl sugar. Oh boy, this is gonna be good. We're gonna sprinkle that with a tablespoon of vanilla pearl sugar and cut 4 to 6 slits into the pie. Bake at 400 degrees for 30 minutes. Check the pie for browning of the crust. Rotate in the oven for even cooking. Bake another 20 to 30 minutes or until the pie is golden brown. Then we make our icing and donezo. I guess we better get on with it. I'm getting excited about this now. This is how I always treat most recipes, is that it's starting point for me to inflict all of my own things upon. Let's move to the kitchen. Let's check for this pearl sugar. Oh yeah, baby. Now let's find out if I have some vanilla. Oh, and it's a fresh bean. I have a vanilla bean. If I'd really read the recipe before I went to the store this morning, I would know that I needed vanilla sugar, and I could have done this yesterday. But it's not what we've done. It's not where we are. Ooh, you know what I just realized? I have that cardamom extract that I've been working on that I should get out and do something with. Here we are in the kitchen, and then I'm gonna split a vanilla bean and mix it with some pearl sugar and set that aside for later. I'm waiting to the last possible minute to get my dough out. Now, not great to cut on the Silpat. I've got my pearl sugar in the swing top jar. I got my vanilla bean. I'm gonna cut it very, very carefully on this mat because I don't really wanna damage my mat, but I'm too lazy to get a cutting board out. So let's see how bad this can go. Oops. Oh, does not feel super secure. I'm gonna hold this lid on. Now, the unfortunate thing is this is not gonna do really much at all for this. So we'll set that aside. We'll wish we'd read that part yesterday. Get our dough. If I really wanted to make my life easier before, I would have split it in two and formed it into triangles in the first place. Triangles, rectangles. Oh no. Too dry. I think it's too dry. It is not holding together. We are making a big old mess. This might also teach you that you can do a lot of shit with food and it should be, it'll be okay. Don't you dare come apart now. Oh, and I said I was gonna roll this out on the paper too, didn't I? We're rolling. This is not enough dough. Yeah, 12 by 17. Don't know if I'm getting that out of this. And I am out of shape. Oh yeah, this dough is like crazy hard right now. This is way more work than I usually would do with a piece of dough. But the other part of this is I got kind of a wet filling. So that might work in my favor. That doesn't fit yet. Have to keep going. I have a sneaking suspicion that we're either gonna have to do some fancy stuff with the top or go with a crumble topping. If this does not stretch enough at this point, I'm just gonna try and stretch to the edges. Hopefully. It's not too thin for what I want here. My filling's pretty wet. I think I did try and put a little extra cornstarch in it. So let's see how that goes. All right, I finally got this large enough to fit in the bottom of this pan with a little bit of dough that goes up the side. I will start moving on to the rolling out my top. Now for the second piece of dough, I'm gonna try adding a little bit of cream to see if that'll help in the rolling out process, and hopefully that doesn't end in disaster. Right. Of course, now I'm going, maybe I should just do a crumble top regardless. Time for further experimentation. I've got some ground whole almonds that I'm going to use to help me roll this out. I don't really want to add anything to it, but I'm struggling. This can do what I need it to do. That will be great. You know what's really hard to get? Consistent, even pressure across a rolling pin. At least for me, that's a challenge. I bet there are people out there that it is not a problem for. Oh, I forgot to dot the top of the filling with butter. Gotta do that. Putting the butter across the top. I've sliced thin slices to do this with. That's what made the most sense to me. 2 tablespoons is not a lot of butter. I'm only getting half of this covered. How do they do that? Well, this might get a bit messy. So my slab pie, the edge is gonna be dicey at best. Top looks a little funny because I've got the almond flour in there. Filling tastes good. So cream isn't my first choice for browning the top of a pie. I'd rather go with egg yolk with some water mixed in. That usually seems to yield the best results. It's very rustic, which is kind of my style. My pies have never been beautiful. I am not a beautiful pastry maker. But delicious, yes. I can do delicious, just not pretty. Actually, probably would have been better to put the vanilla into the cream. Wish I had thought of that. Oh well, next time. All right, now time for the pearl sugar. And you want to sprinkle this on from a height pretty high above the pie. This will help you get the most even distribution. So here we go. I might be getting carried away. We'll have more for next time. 5 to 6 slits. I'm just stabbing this pie now because I didn't think my cuts would be good. So we're just gonna stab a pie. So we're gonna put this in the oven. See you in about an hour. Well, I'm back. Pie is done. It's been out of the oven for a little over an hour. So while I was waiting for the pie to bake, I made the icing, and reading the instructions, it said to drizzle it on. But one of the things I noticed when I was making / eating this icing is that it is not a drizzleable consistency. So what I ended up having to do was make more because I kept eating it. But I had to add a lot of cream and milk in order to get it to anywhere close to drizzleable consistency. And now I have an absolute buttload of icing for this thing. But now I've got my icing on here and I'm ready to cut into this slab pie and see what's going on with it. Bottom crust is not coming across as necessarily super crispy. I may have a soggy bottom. Dough is not crispy. This is probably from the cream that I added. Filling's a little bit or a lot squishy. I'm sure I could have avoided this by waiting to cut it until it had cooled completely. So maybe I'll just leave the rest uncut and try this stuff. Nothing else. It looks kind of good. Get this piece with a really intense amount of frosting up on the upper edge here. Oh, geez. Yeah. The recipe didn't have any guidance about when to put on the icing or about how long to cool the pie before cutting. But Probably could have added a little more thickener into the filling. Probably could have waited until tomorrow to cut it. Yeah, the icing needs adjustment. Probably would not follow the recipe again. But now let's get into the technical stuff. And by technical, I do mean tasting. First blush, crystal crunch, but seems to be okay. Okay, top crust, not bad. Adding the cream probably decreased the amount of crunch. It's actually not bad as far as how much crunch it does have. And it's not too tough. So that was our other concern. And we gotta check the bottom. Well, it's not soggy, but definitely not crispy. I mean, I guess probably they would call it a soggy bottom on whatchamacallit, whatever that is. So everybody watches Great British Bake Off. So it's passable, but the crust doesn't have a lot of flavor. The crunch is not really where I'd want it to be. And yeah, it needs more salt. Just needs more flavor overall. But thinness-wise, it's actually quite good. Maybe I'm just always trying to make too much crust. I could see that being a problem for me. Also probably do a 60-40 split on the crust. The bottom is a little bit bare. So it should never be to divide the dough in half, especially if you're making like a really deep pie. Then you probably need 2/3 of the dough and 1/3, or just make a lot more dough and know how thin you need to roll it. I'm gonna say something that annoys me to say, because the woman that used to say it to me annoyed the fuck out of me, but it doesn't suck. But it needs work. Also don't know that I would go with sherry again. Probably just leave the booze out of the pie filling. Yeah, gotta let it sit longer for the filling to set. Fix the crust. Not sure what thing that I did messed it up, but I don't think it was a great recipe to begin with. It's fine, but it's good enough and I can't stop eating it. So obviously, it's fine. More crust. Well, I'm gonna go off, write down all my findings, make sure I work on the website. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful peach slab pie tour. And join me next time to find out what other thing I need to clean out of my cupboard. Off we go. Gotta find my cookie.